It's time for Benedictine Raven Basketball on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Join Tom and Gus Counts as they provide play-by-play coverage and in-game analysis of Raven hoops throughout the regular and postseason. Our coverage is made possible in part by our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. Stay tuned. Your pregame begins right after these messages from our Raven sports boosters. Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals. Make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives. And finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
KAIR-FM, Horton, Atchison.
Welcome back to Fayette, Missouri. We're getting set for the second half of our college basketball doubleheader here this evening on Care Radio. The Benedictine guys' turn as the Ravens are being hosted by the Eagles of Central Methodist. Hello again, everybody, with Joseph producing and engineering and doing the work in the Care Studio. Tom Couch with you here. Courtside, good to have you along from Fayette, Missouri, and Puckett Fieldhouse. Benedictine coming into the game tonight. 11-9 and 9-5 at the conference. And for CMU, they come in very similarly, 10-9, 7-6 in conference play. Public address announcer, you hear him in the background. He's introducing the starters. Let me share them with you. First of all, for CMU and first season head coach Matt Sherman, who was born and raised in this building. He knows his way around it. He's going to start Everett Stubblefield, a 5'11 sophomore from Lakeland Community College in Chicago. James Jordan, 6'6", grad student out of Eastern New Mexico University. Isaiah Mays out of Lakeland Community College also. He is a junior at 6'5", senior from Southern Wesleyan University. Quinlan Reeves and Jaquan Morris. From Eastern New Mexico, he is a 6'4" senior. For the Benedictine Ravens and 12th season head coach Ryan Moody. BC is going to be going with the five we've kind of grown accustomed to now. Sam Ungashik, 6-foot freshman from OP, Kansas. From Kansas City, Missouri, Ahmad Lewis, a junior at 6'2". You got 6'6" senior Jaden Kimmy out of Creighton Prep. Out of Andover, Kansas, Braden Belt, a junior at 6'1". And running it out in the middle from Liberty North High School, 6'6" senior Tyson Caffey. The ball's up, Kimmy's away. Here comes CMU. Going to put up a quick shot. No good. Ravens rebounded down. Benedictine in the traveling black uniforms with red and white. Central Methodist in the home with white and green. And what we've got is a, what I call a dove gray, very pale, light smoke gray with white numbers. Absolutely difficult to see. The Raymond shot is going to miss, and here comes CMU back up court with it. They'll dump it over to the left side, thinking about a three, and then Quinlan Reeves will pass it up and bring it back out on top to point guard Everett Stubblefield. Now, Everett! Talk about Everett a little bit. He is the reigning Heart of America Athletic Conference POW, the player of the week. Puts up a three. Wow, that's why. Everett Stubblefield from way outside. Knocks down the three. 3-0 Central Methodist. We are a minute in. Benedictine with a basketball. Ungashik comes out on top. There's going to be a mod with it. Lewis will look to the middle, start down the left side, pull up from about 17. Rainbow shot is up and short, tipped out on top. It'll be saved by Belt. Here's Timmy with it, over to the left side to Ahmad. Back out on top, it'll come to Jaden Timmy. He will back in, twist to the left, back to the right, comes off on top to Sam. Shot clock at 11. Ungashik with a basketball, back into the corner. Here's Ahmad, he'll go three, airball it, and a rebound cleared by CMU's Quinlan Reeves. Back up the court with the basketball, Central Methodist, Benedictine. Falls back on defense, CMU, their latest games again. Like the girls, they can score some points. Here's a two-handed throw down and a swing from the rim by Quinlan Reeves. CMU goes up 5-0. We are 2 minutes into the game. BC for three. Nope. Eagles are going to rebound it down and bring it back the other way. Central Methodist scoring points. 86, 78, 87. Here's a three, no good. 99, 84, 93. So they are looking to get in the 80s, mid, upper 80s to 90s. And, of course, as you know, listening to Coach Moody, Ravens are more interested in keeping their opponent to mid-60s. And now the pass from Tyson Caffey is going to be batted away. Eagles with numbers, bring it down the court, missed a shot, and a foul is going to be called on Ahmad. So Lewis is going to pick up his first personal foul of the ball game. And for the team foul one, matter of fact, in the game, it's going to be foul number one. So Ahmad will pick that up, and Central Methodist coming to the line, and that'll be James up there, James Jordan. James will stride up there and look at the first one, does not get it. James is 79.1% free throw shooter. Going to give it one more look. Eyes it up. He's a left-handed shooter. That one is good. It is now 6-0 Central Methodist. 17:25 to go. Now the officials are going to pick up the ball and walk over to the scorer's table. These guys are going to review it as long as the girls' crew reviewed it. I hope they're serving breakfast. Now they're going to get a different basketball. The official does not like the game ball. He's walked over to the Central Methodist bench where one of the assistants goes back to the ball rack and says, this one. Now, I don't know if you remember, about 12 or 14 years ago, the women's team played the first quarter, and it was before quarters, of the game with a guy's basketball. They found out and were so mad, they threw the ball to the other end of Puckett Fieldhouse. They probably have never found it again. And I'm not so sure that we didn't start this game with the wrong basketball either. Certainly, they've changed the basketball, and the Ravens are going to come up court with it. We're 3 minutes into the game, and the Ravens haven't scored. It is 6-0. Now the ball is going to be stolen away from Ahmad, picked up by CMU. They'll drive it left, feet in the middle, going up for the shot. Blocked away by Timmy. Whoa, Jaden stood in and did a great job defensively. Ravens are going to come back the other way. Here's Ahmad Lewis to Timmy. All alone. It's a three. Yeah. You can leave Jaden Timmy alone like that. He is an outstanding perimeter shooter, as well as many other things that he does. And it is 6-3. Eagles with the basketball up on top, but 16 and a half to play here in the first half. Here's a long shot. It's up a good, and they're going to call it a two. They're going to say a toe on the line for James Jordan. That makes it now 8-3 at 16-16 to play in the first half. Benedictine up the floor underneath Timmy. Head fake, goes up, blocked. Rebounding it down, Eagles. Central Methodist coming up court with the basketball. They'll run it by in front of the scorer's table. Joella Dice is already at the scorer's table, prepared to check in. Ball's going to come out on top with Stubblefield. Now Benedictine is also going to bring Preston Reynolds to the scorer's table. Isaiah May with it, goes right. Another three is launched, and it will miss. Ungashik will rebound it down. Benedictine coming up the floor. Sam will accelerate, go all the way to the right side of the lane. Put it back out on top. Timmy with it, left side to Ahmad. 15 and a half to go in the half. Lewis will take it to the free throw line, lose the handle, but it's going to be rescued by Timmy. Jaden holds it up on the elbow, spins 360 with a left-hand dribble, goes into the lane down the left side, pump fakes once, kicks it off the window and scores. Jaden Timmy gets it plus one. So Jaden, having a great start to the game, has all Benedictine's points so far at the first five of the night. And for BC, into the game will come Joel Adise, and out for the moment will come Tyson Caffey. Also into the game, we mentioned Preston Reynolds is going to check in. And now the officials having another powwow between the center circle and the top of the key. 15:24 to go in the first half. 8-5 Eagles. Free throw coming up here for Jaden. The foul, by the way, was on Isaiah May. If you're keeping your scorebook at home, the free throw for Timmy will not go in. It is 8-5. CMU coming up the floor with it. 15:20 to go in the opening half. Eagles going from right to left across your dial here in the first half. Bring it off on top. Jaquan Morris with the ball. Kicks it back over again to Reeves. CMU works the outside, works the outside. Here's a very, very long three, and it's going to rim out no good. Timmy with a rebound, and we're going to have a CMU foul. Jaden had excellent position on the board, and a defender trying to come in and take it away was Isaiah May, and as quickly as that has foul number two, and even more quickly, he's going to check out of the game. Coach Matt Sherman is going to say, okay, you got to come out of here for a minute. Into the lineup for Central Methodist is going to come Charlie Brunkowski, a 6'6 sophomore from right down the road at Boonville. Probably drove right by his house. Certainly drove right by his high school. Ravens with the basketball, trailing a by three. Long shot ties it. Here's Ungashit. Shot clock in single digits. Jaden Timmy, long shot, no. Rebounding it down, Eagles. CMU up the floor, stubble field down the left side. Pumps it off on top, going down the left side of the lane. Many steps later, the shot is up and missing. Benedictine rebounds it down, and another board for Jaden. BC up court, right side, running three. No. Rebound, slapped around. Eagles are going to retrieve it, bring it back up the court. The alley-oop underneath. Bronkowski can't get that shot. He's going to bring it back out on top. I'm not sure Charlie's a dunk-it size guy. He's 6'6", so he probably can. 13:55 to go in the opening half. Eagles with the basketball, leading it by three. Here's a running shot. No. Offensive board. A couple of head fakes later. Shot's going to be deflected. And coming down with the board, the block and the rebound belong to Joel Adise. VC up the floor. Ungashik, right side belt. Top side, Timmy. Back over to Sam, and the Ravens are going to run the offense. They're down three. Sam thought about the three. Timmy will cut in the middle. Kick it back to Belt. Behind the back pass. The feed in the middle. Adise for two. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Joel Adise on the board. Benedictine within one. And we've got a timeout of the court. We're at 13:25 to go in the opening half in Fayette. It is Eagles 8, Ravens 7.
Mueller's Locker Room is your sports bar for all seasons. Open at 11 a.m. daily, practicing proper social distancing. They are ready to safely serve you. If you aren't ready for the in-house dining experience just yet, it's okay. Mueller's will happily continue with curbside service. Give them a call at 913-367-2727 or see them at 120 South 2nd, in the dugout or on the deck. Let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room, your sports bar for all seasons.
Hey, it's so good to have you with us here on a Wednesday night edition. Last week we had the unusual 1 week per year Monday, Thursday, Saturday route, but we're back to the standard Wednesday, Saturday week. And that's how it's going to run here for the balance of the season for Benedictine. Tomorrow night, we've got Sports Look coming up at about 5:15 or 5:20 after the evening report. Gus and I will get you up to speed on, oh gosh, there's so much going on around high school and college basketball in the Care Listening area. We're going to share all of that with you. Then, of course, what, Friday night, back we go like we were last night to the Jefferson County North Girls Invitational Tournament. A couple of games. The first one's going to be at 6, the second one at 7:30. And then Saturday afternoon, Benedictine Raven basketball from the Nolan. So, busy week as they all are here in late January 2023. This is the longest timeout, and these officials are very similar to the first officials as they walk around that scorer's table and get behind the chairs. I think they found the same cookies or snacks. Maybe somebody made a nice, I don't know, strawberry rhubarb pie or something? I don't know. Something's got an attraction because they continue to go back there and watch the television. And the games suffer. 13:25 to go in the half. Coach Moody has strolled up there because the monitor is on the end closest to the Benedictine bench. So there's proximity right there. Coach Moody just strolling up, seeing what's kicking. I don't know if they've explained it to anybody's satisfaction or anybody's really sure, but now with no apparent change in anything statistically. Here we go. Central Methodist putting the ball in play. It is a 9. Oh, they went back and added a point on that shot. They made it a 9-7 game. It was 8-7. Now they're going to make it 9-7. So they added a point and probably a 3-point shot earlier that the official claimed was 2, and he was very emphatic about it. Well, apparently, they're going to say that might have been a 3. I will get an official explanation on this added point for Central Methodist here in a little while. Here's an obvious 3, but it's obviously feet short. The Ravens are going to commit a foul, and we'll get 3 free throws. Central Methodist coming to the line. It'll be Jaquan Morris. Jaquan Morris, a 90% free throw shooter, and he misses it. So, that's how that goes sometimes. Another look at it. It bounced around, but it did go in. So he is now one of the 2 with one more coming. And before the third shot, CMU is going to make a substitution, and Jaden McGrew will enter the game. He's a 6'3" guy out of Garland, Texas, a junior, and he is an old conquistador. Third free throw was also good. 13 minutes to play in the opening half. It is 11-7. See who that's lucky for. Benedictine with the basketball. Preston Reynolds comes out on top to Ahmad. Lewis to right side to Sam. Ungershick will look into the middle. Plays off a bit of a screen. Takes it to the side of the lane. Gets it back over to the baseline left. Drive in. That's going to be Reynolds. Back out on top to Sam. Shot clock at 10. Sam will start left. Drive right. Go to the baseline. Underhand. Oh, he is so good at that. Ungershick. Time after time and game after game will drive into the middle, beat his defender, and get one off the glass and lay it up and in. He is just so good at getting that ball to the baseline and going to the layup. It is 11-9 again. Ravens down a pair. Central Methodist will work the perimeter. Now get an open 3-point shot from the left side and draining it. Quinn and Reeves. Reeves has 5. He leads his team in scoring, making it now 14-9. We go inside 12. Here's a very long 3 for Benedictine, and that is way off the mark. The shot will miss for the Ravens as Anthony Hall has checked in for BC. DC, Hall, Lewis, Reynolds, and Ungershick, the Benedictine 5. 11.5 to play in the half. Down the left side. Now the lob into the corner. Stepping in, and now the ball's going to be slapped away. It's out of bounds, and it is Benedictine ball. Coach Moody over there being a very nice guy, very helpful to the official, kind of pointing the way he feels the ball should come in. And it will go the Ravens' way. Preston Reynolds brings it up the floor. Glides effortlessly into the forward court. The 6'5" guard for Benedictine comes out on top to Adise. Joe, little push pass over to the right side. Ungershick. Sam, start to the left. Back out on top, Ahmad. Now here's Preston. And the cross-court pass is going to be batted away, and a foul is going to be committed. It'll be on Quinnen Reeves. Quinnen Reeves, foul number 1. Team foul 3, CMU. 11-11 to go in the half. Shot clock will go back to 20 for Benedictine. The feed underneath, Adise, trying to back in off the block. Double team, comes out on top. Ahmad, he will go to the left side of the lane, kicks it into the corner. Back and in for the Ravens is going to be Hall, and his pass is thrown away. So Benedictine with an unforced turnover and a 10:50 to go in the half. We're going to see Jaden Timmy quickly run into the scorer's table, getting set to come back into the game. Also, Tyson Cassie will check in. Here's a shot from the top. It's a three that's not going to drop. Reynolds rebounds it down, and Benedictine taking it the other way. Raymond's trying to go by five. 10.5 to go first half. For BC out on top, it's going to be Anthony Hall. Braves have got Jake in there also, Jake Thompson. Back out on top it comes. Raymond's working the outside. Hall. Anthony goes to the free throw line. In trouble, closely defended, and throws it away. Anthony Hall with another turnover. Is he coming out? Yeah. Adise also will exit the floor. We're approaching the midpoint of the first half. So we're due very shortly for a media timeout. We're going to get also substitutions for Central Methodist. So here in just a minute, we're going to catch you up on the players on the court for these two teams. Ball's going to be slapped out of bounds at 10:03, knocked away by Preston Reynolds. Tyson Caffey, Jake Thompson, Jaden Timmy, Ahmad Lewis, Preston Reynolds, that's your Benedictine five. Working it toward the top. Out in the center circle. Now back over to the left side. Driving in. No room. Back off on top. Here comes the three. Lefty shoots off the rim. No good. Rebound. BC. Ravens are going to clear down the basketball and up the floor with it comes Preston. Reynolds will drive to the top of the key. Feeds in the middle. Looking for Tyson Caffey. Can't get it to him. And the ball's going to be stolen away. CMU taking it the other way. Lob it over to the left. Kick back out on top. Driving across is going to be James Jordan. Feeds down to the right side of the baseline, and we're going to have a Raven foul. It's going to be on Ahmad Lewis, and he will have his second foul tonight. And that will bring us to our media break. Joseph, we're taking a timeout. Down to 9:33 to go in the opening half of the men's game. It is Central Methodist 14, Benedictine 9.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Happy to have you along with us here on Care Radio this evening, 9:33 remaining to be played in the opening half of the guys' game. Much different contest than the ladies' game in that it is much, much lower scoring, 14-9. The Ravens in 10.5 minutes, 9 points. Central Methodist with only 14. And for Benedictine, leading scorer, Jaden Timmy with 5. Ungashik has 2. Adise has 2. And that's it. For Central Methodist, 5 for Reeves, 3 for Jordan, 3 for Stubblefield, and 2 for Morris. So I haven't had to sharpen the pencil up too much here in the first half. Let's see if that changes. And again, Central Methodist is a team that has been scoring a lot. Benedictine is a team that loves their defense and wants to keep them from getting those kind of numbers. Here's a baseline 3. It's up and not going to drop. And a rebound. Down the floor. CMU comes down with it. Follows it up, gets it in, and a plus one. Super Central Methodist, hard work in the middle of the lane, pays off. Count the bucket. It is going to be the first foul of the game for the Ravens, Tyson Caffey. And here is Marcus Anthony. At the free throw line, his shot no good. Free throws are tough for these teams tonight. Benedictine coming up the court, but now the Ravens trailing it by some 7 points with 9:20 to go. The feed underneath, though, but the tip is going to go up and in by Tyson. Going to give Tyson Caffey that follow shot. And we go inside 9 to play in the half, 16-11. All around the top side, CMU looks to the middle. They've got a very different team in there. They've gone into the bench, and they are much smaller than they were with the starting group. And the shot misses. Benedictine with Ungashik coming up the floor. Plays off a nice screen by Timmy, who really clears out on Trent Lyles. Talking about guys smaller, Trent Lyles is a 6-foot junior from State Fair. Here's a shot up, no good. Rebound, back up the floor. Benedictine back on defense, CMU with the ball, up 5. 8:20 to go in the half. They'll kick it around, all the way around the outside, feed into the baseline corner. Instead of bringing it on top, they drive to the baseline, drive the baseline toward the rim. Can't get a shot away. Going to bring it back out on top. That little crossover dribble, changeover of hands, and the left-handed shot missing. And Benedictine clears down the rebound. Nicely done, Preston Reynolds. Inside 8 to go in the half. Clock moving along at a brisk pace. Here's Jake Thompson, feeds Tyson Caffey, who is not expecting that at all. Baseline shot is going to be up for Timmy, won't fall, and a rebound down to CMU. It'll be cleared away by Jaden McGrew. 7.5 to go in the half. Now, McGrew just runs out of the dribble, and Benedictine comes up the floor. Here's Ungashik. Got it. Sam Ungashik with 4, the assist. Preston Reynolds. BC is back to within 3, and Matt Sherman, head coach for the Eagles, taking a timeout. Let's do it, Joseph. We've got a break in the action coming here with 7:28 to go in the opening half. Ravens on the road. Eagles lead 16-13.
Start your day with Taco John's breakfast, scrambler breakfast burritos, spicy chorizo breakfast burritos, potato ole scrambler, Mexican donut bites, cold brew coffee, and more. And wake up Wednesday mornings for meat and potato burritos, just $1.99. All that at Taco John's in Atchison. Bigger, bolder, better.
Richard, a little while ago, CMU comes up court with the basketball, and that Everett Stubblefield was the conference player of the week for this week. It was announced Monday. Here's a 3-point shot. That's an air ball about 2 feet short. Stubblefield had a career high game against Baker, 34 points, plus 5 rebounds and a couple of steals. He was 8 of 13 from the floor, hit 72%+, 5 of 5 at the free throw line, and in that three game week that we had last week, averaged 19 points a game and hit over 60% from the floor. Speaking of shooting from the floor, here's a shot from deep in the left corner that's going to be up and good, and back of the game, Braden Belt, his first points of the night. It is 16-16. Off that Raven three by Belt, his first points of the game. Here's a three on the other end, and right back up goes CMU off the hand of Quinnen Reeves. 19-16. Central Methodist. And we're down at 6.5 to play in the half. Benedictine works it over to the left side to Belt. Here's Timmy with it. All the way across it goes. So a bit of a head fake. Ungashik, 3. Oh, yeah. Sam from the right edge. He's got 7. And we're tied again at 19. Rolling it down at 6:15 to play in the opening half. Benedictine's defense kind of flexing the player defense. Now it's going to come back up on top. Ravens are going to switch offense. That's not a player defense. The Ravens are in a zone. Look at this. Benedictine in a zone defense. Maybe like 1-2-2, 1-3-1. Here's a shot up. No, Ravens rebounded down. Timmy with another board. Jaden Timmy having a great game tonight. Here's a baseline shot. Won't fall. Rebound slapped out. Eagles are going to recover it. 19-19 with 5.5 to play. CMU with the ball way up top side. The big guy, Charlie Bronkowski. They'll dish it back over to the left to Quinnen Reeves. He holds it, just holds it up, looking into the eyes of Jaden Timmy. Now kicks it over to a teammate whose three is another air ball wide to the right side. It hits the floor, bounces so hard by having missed everything that it goes up over the dividing wall. Jaden Timmy has to go down the hall, go out of the gym, and now he's chasing the ball down the hallway here. That's a team guy. recovering the basketball. 5:15 to go, first half. Here come the Ravens. It's a tie game. Ungashik will bring it up. Kicks it across. Ahmad Lewis comes back in. Here's a shot from the top. No, tipped, and it's going to go out of bounds, and it will be back in the hands of Benedictine off the fingertips of Quinnen Reeves. 5 minutes to go in the half now. Still a 19-19 ball game. Benedictine, 8 of 20 shooting. Central Methodist is 6 of 22. But from the outside, the Ravens hitting 3 of 12 three-point shots. Now, BC will lose it out of bounds, down to the baseline, and inside 5 minutes of play in the half, Central Methodist will come back in. Ungashik is out for the Ravens. Back into the game will come Preston Reynolds. Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, Belt, Adise. We're your Benedictine five here. 4:44 to go before intermission. Game tied at 19. We're talking about a game that 55 at this point, at this pace, could win this game. Here's a three. Nope. Rebound, Adise. Wow, he gets upstairs to haul that down. Joel Adise for Benedictine. Preston Reynolds brings it up. Preston is kind of the new style guard at 6'5", and he drives it and lays it up and in. Reynolds, first point of the game. Benedictine goes in front, 21-19, and we're at 4:10 left in the half. For Benedictine, it is their first lead of the game. Well, it's going to be lost out of bounds by CMU, but they're going to say, is it off Benedictine? Let's wait and see which way this is going to go. Everybody's kind of milling around. It will be Eagle basketball, 18 on the shot clock. Central Methodist brings it in over to the left side. Out on top, they'll feed it in the lane. Backing in, twisting, dropping a shoulder, leaning in, pushing in, and getting the shot away, Quinnen Reeves. Boy, he's tough. 10 points for Reeves, and it's 21-21. 3:45 to go, and we're tied again. Benedictine's one lead to the game with short live. And now, fouled by Adise. Ahmad Lewis comes out. Sam Ungashik comes back in. Reynolds, Ungashik, Timmy. Belt and Adise for BC. Joel Adise. Wait a minute. They're not bringing Joel's number up here. We got number 25 up on the scoreboard, but that is not right. So it's not going to be a foul on Joel. They're going to wipe that away. Benedictine is going to have the ball back in play. Again, the officials have some long conferences here. Down the left side, the shot rejected. Saved by Joel. Out on top, Ungashik. Benedictine with 10 on the shot clock. Sam will work it around to the left side. Cut into the lane. Change hands, crossover underneath. Lays it up and in. Ungashik for two more. 23-21, Benedictine. 3:20 to go before intermission. The CMU crowd, and a good-sized crowd, not a huge crowd, but a nice one, is really quiet. The Ravens have kept them pretty much at bay in this game. Here's a three straight away from the top that rattles in and good. Nice shot from James Jordan. And it is 24-23. BC down one. We go inside three to play in the half. This is the kind of game that we expected, I think, coming in here tonight. Jaden Timmy will drive to the rim. His shot doesn't fall, but coming to the line. As he has been fouled in the middle. And it's going to be the second foul on Central Methodist. And I'm going to pick up, make sure I get this right. Domajek with the foul. The 6'10" center from Kentucky State University. First free throw by Timmy is good. One more shot coming up for Jaden. He's gotten the game tied with the first one. One more will put him in the lead. It won't go down. Rebound CMU. 24-24. Still 2:45 to go opening half. Ravens on the road here this evening. CMU with the basketball. Over to the left side with it is going to be James Jordan. James will come to the free throw line. Dribble back, backs his way out on top. Gets it over to Stubblefield, who's been out of the game for a while. He'll pull up the 18-footer that doesn't go in, and the rebound is going to be tipped out. Eagles going to save it deep in the corner. CMU will control the basketball. The shot clock has been reset. It's down now again to 15. Driving in, fading away, shot up, no. This time the rebound pulled down by Belt. Here comes Ungershik. Ravens are 2-on-2, and Sam, very wise for a young guy, brings it off on top. Belt will drive into the middle and gets fouled. Looking to steal the ball, that is very quickly a third foul on Toa Majek. So the 6'10" player from Eastern Kentucky in the game for a very, very limited time, and he's right out. Eagle team foul 7, putting Benedictine on the free throw line, and coming up there is a pretty good shooter in Braden Belt. He's only got 3 points in the game. That free throw will not go in, and Braden, not his normal self here this evening in the first half, getting points to fall. Eagles with the basketball in the tie game, and 1:50 to go in the half. CMU will back all the way out to the center circle. Over to the right side is Stubblefield. Swings it to the left. Comes back to the right. Picked up there by Preston. They'll dump it left side to Jordan. He's on the wing. Ungershik on him. Jordan will just pull up the long jumper. No. Timmy with the rebound. Here comes BC. Ravens into the forecourt. Here goes Preston. He will dish it over. Adise goes up. Gets fouled. Hits the bucket. A chance of three for Joel Adise. What a nice play by Joel. And there's a young man who is just getting better and better for this Benedictine team as each game passes. So a DC with the bucket. The subsequent free throw, not going to go in. It is 26-24. Ravens with a 2-point lead. It is the second time they've led by two, and that has been their largest advantage here this evening. With 1:20 to go in the half, the 3-point shot won't go. Jaquan Morris has come back into the game and missed it. Rebound Ravens. The feet in the middle. Timmy. Finger roll. Yeah, Jaden Timmy. 28-24. Timmy gets the bucket, and are they putting him at the free throw line? Yes, they are. The foul is going to be on CMU's Charlie Bronkowski. Central Methodist trailing by 4. With 1:11 to go in the half, Ravens are looking to make it 5. Timmy eyes it, shoots it, and it bounds around, but it will not go in. 28-24. BC. Eagles again go topside to Jordan. James Jordan crosses over first left, cuts back right, goes into 3 defenders, and we're going to have a Raven foul. We've also had a Raven substitution when that free throw occurred just moments ago, as Benedictine has brought Hunter Schneider into the game, the 6'8 senior from Shawnee Mission South High School in Overland Park. James Jordan coming to the line. Shot, yes. James Jordan, now 2 out of 3 at the free throw line. 7 points for James. Benedictine will make 1 more change to the lineup. Second free throw for the lefty. Not going to go. Rebound. Hunter had it. It was knocked out of his hand, and it is Benedictine ball. Back on the floor for head coach Moody is going to be Jake Thompson. Ungershik, Reynolds, Timmy, Thompson, and Schneider. A Benedictine 5 with just inside 1 minute to play in the half. Sam coming up the court. Ravens by 3. Left side, Timmy. Preston will have it over in front of the Eagle bench, and now his pass is going to be batted away, and the easy layup on the other end is going to be up and good. Jaquan Morris with the steal and the bucket of the Ravens lead cut to 1. 1/2 minute to go in the half. Jaden's going to have it on top, gets it over to Hunter. Back it goes Preston. Goes down the left side of the lane, drops his shoulder. Yeah. Anytime you lean down like that and that shoulder goes into your opponent first, you can expect the offensive foul called, and that is what happens to Benedict. And here it'll be foul number two for Preston Reynolds. So with the shot clock off, trailing by one, Central Methodist has an opportunity to take a lead into the locker room. And they're going to try to do that by holding the ball up topside, spreading out the floor, just dribbling down the time. We're 12, 11, now at 10, and they'll begin to move. Out on top, it's going to be Jordan. We're at 5. To the left side it goes. Into the lane. Lots of steps. Shot is up and missing. BC will rebound it down. Timmy from midcourt. Hits the backboard. It's halftime. We'll be back here in Fayette to summarize the opening half for you. Men's college basketball here on Kent Radio. At the break, it is Benedictine, 28, Central Methodist, 27.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Power Stroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
As we come back, I'm going to recap this opening half for you. Ravens will come from behind and have taken a 28-27 lead at halftime over their hosts here at Central Methodist. Quick recap of the scoring of the ballgame for you. First of all, for CMU, double digits for Quinnen Reeves, a dozen already tonight. James Jordan has 8. It drops all the way to 4 for Joaquin Morris, 3 in the half for Everett Stubblefield, and for Marcus Anthony, 2. For Benedictine, no double-digit scoring, but Ungashik right close at 9. It was Jaden Timmy, half a dozen, 4 for Joel Adise, 3 in the half for Braden Feld, and Tyson Cathy, Preston Reynolds, each with 2. Fouls? Well, kind of looking up and down things for these two teams. No one with more than 2 fouls for Benedictine, Belt and Reynolds and Lewis, each with 2. And Isaiah May has 2. Oh, yeah. Joel Majek for Central Methodist. He came in. He was in for just a few minutes and picked up 3, but none of the players who get the large portion of playing time are in any kind of foul trouble right now. Looking at the scoring in the first half, Benedictine started off a little slowly, then ended up the half shooting very well. 11 of 25, 44% from the floor, but only 3 of 12 from the outside. A cool 25% three-point shooting for the Ravens, and an icy 1 of 5, 20% for Benedictine at the free throw line. Central Methodist, really not much better, and that's why the game is this close. CMU is 10 of 31 shooting. So they hit 30%, 5 of 17 from outside, 29%, and 4 of 9, 44% at the free throw line for Central Methodist. For the Ravens, part of the trouble has been the turnovers. They've had 8 in the first half, CMU only with a couple of them. Benedictine, though, what a job. Coach has got to be, and he probably won't tell him in halftime when he's talking to him, but he's got to be happy. 25 first-half rebounds for Benedictine. 21 of them defensive rebounds. Ravens also getting 18 points in the paint. Central Methodist has been shooting from the outside a lot. You can tell from the shot counts that we gave to you a minute ago. 18 points in the paint for Benedictine, only 6 for Central Methodist. So you have all of that. And here's the thing that you got to be a little concerned about, or maybe a little happy with, depending on if you're a glass half full or glass half empty person. Everett Stubblefield, we talked about him in the introductions tonight. Starter for Central Methodist. He is also a scorer for Central Methodist. The conference player of the week averages over 17 a game. He goes into the locker room at halftime with 3 points. So you've got to, you're either saying to yourself, wow, we really did a great job on him and we're able to hold him down here tonight because we have figured out a defensive combination that's going to keep him from lighting it up. Or if you're Central Methodist, you're going to say, yep. Well, Everett got 3 in the first half. That means he's going to get about 15 in the second half. The Ravens certainly don't need to see that. Talk about seeing it. We're going to see the second half coming up here before long, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you. But right now we're going to take a bit of a break. It's halftime in Fayette, Missouri. Benedictine College basketball on the road this evening. Halftime score, Central Methodist and the Ravens. Benedictine 28, CMU 27. We're going to kick it back to our man Joseph. He's in the Care Radio Sports Studio with absolutely another fantastic halftime.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets, whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with. Give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us right here at Hot Country 93.7 as we're bringing you Benedictine Ravens basketball as they're on the road at Central Methodist University. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment, taking a look at this Care Country sports schedule. We've got some exciting stuff coming up. Coming up tomorrow evening, we'll have Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Kautz discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20 on Thursday evenings. Coming up Friday, we've got high school basketball action from Jefferson County North High School Girls Basketball Tournament. We will have the Northeastern Kansas Perry Lecompton game at 6 p.m. Then we will have ACCHS girls take on Rossville at 7:30. Coming up Saturday, we've got Benedictine College basketball again as the Benedictine Ravens will play host to Mid-America Nazarene University. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m. I'll be back in just a moment with the scores as I have them.
Skyway Bank at 711 Commercial Street in downtown Atchison is always introducing new products with you in mind. Check out the selection of slim and foldable batteries, Delta gummies, carts, and dispos. If it's e-juice you want, Skyway Vapes has it, along with all of your vaping accessories. It's the vaping experience you want. Friendly, knowledgeable service with a range of products that can't be beat. Skyway Vapes, 711 Commercial in downtown Atchison. Open 10 to 9, Monday through Saturday. Sunday, noon to 7.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With three tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Taking a look at the Heart of America Athletic Association women's basketball scores from tonight, we've got Grandview topping Peru State 54-49. It was Missouri Valley Ladies over Baker 73-66. Culver Stockton Ladies beat William Penn 81-66. In the Clark Mount Mercy game in Dubuque, Iowa, it was Clark at 84 points to Mount Mercy's 66. Evangel topped Graceland 97-71. And in the Mid-America Nazarene Park game in Olathe, Kansas, it was Mid-America Nazarene 76 to Parks 44. And in the game that you listened to earlier right here at Hot Country 93.7, the Central Methodist Ladies had 92 points to the Benedictine Ladies 52. I'll be back in just a moment with the men's scores for games in action right now.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
At the half, Missouri Valley is leading Baker in the men's game 41-29. In the Evangel Graceland game, Graceland is sitting at 41 points to Evangel's 26 with 19 minutes and 46 seconds left in the second half. At the half, it is Clark above Mount Mercy at 35 points to 32. Grandview is trailing Peru State 39-33 at the half. With 19 minutes and 21 seconds to go, it is all knotted up in the Park Mid-America Nazarene game at 33 points apiece in the men's game, and William Penn is leading Culver Stockton 44-32 at the half. In this game, we've got the Ravens up by 1 point, with Benedictine sitting at 28 points to Central Methodist 27. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather eye forecast.
Are you confused about the stock market? Do you feel like you're taking too much risk? Do you just feel lost at times on what to do? If you are looking for investment guidance in these uncertain times, Hamada Wealth Management is here to assist. Ken Hamada with Hamada Wealth Management has been helping retirees with their income and retirement plans for over 24 years. If you are looking for some direction with your investment and retirement portfolio, they invite you to give them a call. They'll be happy to sit down and review your financial goals, make sure your investments are in tune with your objectives, and finally, make sure you're not taking too much risk. At Hamada Wealth Management, they believe it's important to not just make money, but preserve it. To schedule your income and retirement plan review, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Here is your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. Mainly cloudy skies tonight with a low of 15. Northwest winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs around 28. Partly cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 22. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times and dry Friday. Clouds on the increase by Saturday. Mid-40s Friday. Low 40s by Saturday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
And this is Joseph Kerr for Hot Country 93.7. It's currently 24.3 degrees outside in Atchison, Kansas, up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. The winds are out of the west northwest at 6 miles per hour with gusts up to 15 miles per hour. The relative humidity is sitting at 82%. The barometric pressure is on the rise at 30.1. 5 inches of mercury. The dew point is sitting at 20 degrees Fahrenheit, and the wind chill is currently making it feel like it's 16 degrees out there. We'll be joining Tom Couts courtside right after this.
Why not start the new season with a visit to an old friend, Mueller's Locker Room, locally owned and operated. Mueller's is Atchison's original sports bar and grill, and has been the hot spot for good times since 1988. With a wide selection of great foods, plus great beer, wine, and spirits, you'll always win at Mueller's. In the dugout or on the deck, let Mueller's be your locker room. Mueller's Locker Room at 120 South 2nd in Atchison, your sports bar for all seasons.
We're back with you with Fayette, Missouri. Benedictine putting the ball in play to begin the second half. As quickly as that, a shot goes up by Tyson Campton that does not go in, and Center Methodist will have a chance to retake a lead. Welcome back, everybody. Joseph of the Care Sports Studio. That was another outstanding job, Joseph. Thank you very, very much. Tom Couts will be here, as he said, courtside, and Ravens leading in the ball game here in the early, early moments of the second half, 28-27. The pass by CMU is going to be slapped away by Ahmad Lewis, who's out on the floor with Sam Ungashick and Jaden Timmy, Braden Belt, and Tyson Cathy. That's your Raven 5. For Central Methodist, it'll come in bounds to Everett Stubblefield, who drives left. Shots kind of half deflected, and a putback. So it's going to be up and in for CMU's Quinnen Reeves. Also, James Jordan, Isaiah May, and Joaquin Morris on the court. As Central Methodist has gone back in front of Benedictine by one, it is now 29-28. And we are about a minute into the second half. Benedictine going to turn it over, the ball getting away out of bounds. CMU up court with it. So the Ravens trail by one. Central Methodist has the lead, 29-28, and they've got the basketball. Around to the left side, nearly palming it over, James Jordan, but he's able to keep his hand somehow on top of the ball. Reached way upstairs to get that ball under his hand. Eagles will take it over to the baseline left. The drive across, two-handed shot is going to be up and in, and that was really well done. Field that bucket to Reeves, and he's having an outstanding game. That is his 16th point now, and it's 31-28. Ravens down three, 18-18 to go tonight. Here's Ahmad. He'll kick it over to the right side. Now bounce it down low. Jaden Timmy. They've really leaned on Jaden tonight. He goes up. That one won't roll in for him. That was a good look at the rim. CMU back down the floor. Stubblefield again. Only 3 points tonight. Brings it up court. Stubblefield will dump it over to the left side. They'll go all the way down to the baseline. Drive it across. Lob it out on top. Bounce it to the point. Over to the wing. The three-pointer is on its way and missing. And a rebound battled around. CMU's got it all alone underneath. The follows up and in. The bucket is up and good for the baseline. And Isaiah May will have his first point of the game. Isaiah averages only about 4 or 5 a night. So here's a three for the Ravens. Hits the back of the rim. Kicks way out on top. CMU coming up with the rebound. So they've got the lead, 33-28. They've got the basketball. They've got 17.5 to play in the game. Now Benedictine nearly coming up with the steal, and will they? No. Central Methodist is going to recover the basketball. Into the lane it goes. The shot is up, and a foul on Jaden Timmy. That sequence got a little wild, and you know that eventually somebody was bound to be whistled for a foul. 17:09 to go in the game. It is going to be the second foul for Jaden Timmy tonight. Back at the free throw line comes CMU. This time it's going to be up and in for Joaquin Morris. An outstanding free throw shooter who is now 3 of 4 tonight. Jaden Timmy picking up the foul. First foul of the second half. Second free throw also good. And the Ravens have put nothing on the board yet in the second half and suddenly find themselves down 7. It is 35-28 with 17 minutes to play in the game. Kind of a pattern that Benedictine had in the first half, but now the ball is going to be thrown away. Ahmad Lewis tries to kick it across the floor. There was just nobody down there. And again, this time a CMU player has to chase the basketball down as it gets through the little doorway and into the adjacent second gymnasium. There are a couple of gymnasiums side by side here, and seating is only on one side of this gym. Then there's a big curtain behind the benches that separate the two gyms. Here's a shot from the top for a three, very short. The rebound hits Ungashik. It startles him, hit him probably right on the forehead. Bounces away, and CMU is able to recover it. 16.5 to go. Eagles will go right side. Good defense by Timmy. They'll have to bring it back out on top to Isaiah May. Shot clock's at 5. Here's a jump shot. Nope. Rebound is long, and Ungashik had it. Got shoved in the back. Lapel on Isaiah May. Now for Isaiah, that is a landmark foul, as it'll be his third tonight. Stubblefield has only one, and Reeves has one. Morris has one, but now Isaiah May, 3 fouls for Central Methodist. 16 minutes to go in the game. Benedictine still has not scored in the second half. Timmy will go for 3. He'll change that. Jane and Timmy, 9 points, hitting a second 3 this evening. 35-31 as we go inside 16 to play tonight. Eagles will work it down to the baseline left. The shot, oh, perfect. That was well done from right in front of the CMU bench down to the baseline at Stubblefield. Will have his second 3 this evening. And Coach Sherman is going to take a timeout. Let's take a break with the Eagles, Joseph, down to 15:47 to play in the game. Central Methodist 38, Benedictine 31.
The 6-pack and a pound is now $2 off at Taco John's. But what's the right occasion to enjoy 6 crunchy tacos loaded with seasoned beef plus a pound of potato olays? How about date night, movie night, thousand-piece puzzle night, picnics in the park, picnics in your kitchen, camping, tailgates, anniversaries, bribing friends, bribing pets, bribing yourself, birthdays, holidays, and any day that ends in Y? To name a few.
The 6-pack and a pound, now $2 off, only from Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download the app, earn free food.
Well, the first half of this game was pretty low scoring. We went into the locker room with a 28-27 Benedictine lead. The Ravens have been able to only score one time, a Jaden Timmy three-point shot since then. And CMU has raced out of the blocks in the second half. Eagles now lead it by 7, 38-31. Welcome back, everybody, with 15:47 to go in the game. Here in this Heart of America Athletic Conference contest. So, we're going to see how this all shakes out. Lots of games going on around the conference. We'll kind of peek at a few of those as opportunities present themselves, but right now the important matter at hand, Benedictine coming into the forecourt with the basketball. Ravens are going to bring it up and take it all the way to the left side. Ungashik out on top. Joel Adise comes back into the game. We've also got Ahmad Lewis. Ravens are looking for Ahmad to put some points on the board. He has not scored yet tonight. On the left side is Sam. Gets double teamed to the baseline. Kicks it out. Here's Ahmad. He's alone. It's a 3. Well short. And a Central Methodist rebound cleared away by Quinnen Reeves. All the games for the guys are now in the second half around the conference. Missouri Valley with a huge lead over Baker. Central Methodist, of course, here at Benedictine is a 7-point game right now. Graceland up 18 over Evangel. Here's a long 3, and it's good for the Eagles. And there's what we were worried about. You would want to be concerned about Everett Stubblefield finding the range. That is his second three of the half, his ninth point of the game. And Benedictine suddenly is down 10. 14 and a half to go. Adise in the lane. Hook shot. No. Rebound Eagles. So Central Methodist coming up the court. Stubblefield just didn't even look. Just a little look away pass. Back out on top. Hitting Reeves at the top of the key. Stubblefield. Top side it goes to Isaiah May. Back it comes to Everett Stubblefield. Central Methodist just working the outside. Running the shot clock. It's at 5. Down to 4. You know Stubblefield's going to try to get the shot away, and the Ravens are going to reach in. That was a great, great defensive play by Braden Feld. Got the hand on top of the ball. Stubblefield knew that the shot clock was winding down. They're going to call a block. That will take the shot clock. Not reset it. They reset it, and that shouldn't happen. Now they put it back. 2 seconds. Central Methodist has 2 seconds to get a shot away. It'll come in. Bronkowski loses it. Ravens are going to steal it away. Sam, up the floor. BC needing to find their offense here in the second half. Swinging it back and forth is going to be Sam. Gets it over to Preston Reynolds into the game. Preston will take it to the baseline. Lob it out on top to Timmy, and the Ravens are going to waste the possession. So Benedictine wild with the basketball is going to throw it away. They trail by 10 with 13:48 to go. The five on the floor for Benedictine now. Ungashik, Reynolds, Lewis, Timmy, and Belt. BC on defense. Central Methodist will go way over in front of their bench. Kick it down low to Reeves. He's got 14 points already, and the Ravens are going to come up with a steal. Nicely done by Braden Bell. Dislodges the ball, and Preston Reynolds will bring it up the court. Takes it top of the key, gets it there to Sam. Over to the right side, Jaden Timmy. Jaden changes direction. Starks into the middle, draws the defenders around him, kicks it over to Preston. Back it'll come to Timmy, alone for the three that is very short. Rebounding it back down, CMU. 13 minutes to play. So Benedictine in the first 7 minutes of the second half, 3 points. The Ravens shooting percentage is suffering also, and here's a driving shot at the lane that doesn't go in, and we're going to get a Benedictine foul. Ravens shooting numbers have dropped now to 13 of 32 and 4 of 17 from outside. Eagles perimeter shooting is the reason that they're back in front. Here's another three launch. That one does not go in, and rebounding it down. Ahmad Lewis chases that thing down near midcourt. Brings up the floor all the way to the free throw line. Backs away outside the three-point circle. Cuts across the ring. Brings it back over to the right side to Timmy. Outside the block. Top side it goes. Belt goes three. No. Rebound out of bounds. Raven ball. Touch last by Charlie Bronkowski. 12.5 minutes to play. So now 7.5 minutes into the second half of the Ravens, still only 3 points. So for Benedictine, Reynolds will come out of the game. He's being replaced by Joel Adise. And we're going to get Belt out, and into the game will come Jake Thompson. And now CMU will bring in a late substitution. Out of the game is going to come Jaquan Morris. And here we go. Trent Lyles, by the way, is the one who's come in for Central Methodist game up there. Benedictine with the basketball. And now we've got the official stop in the game because shot clock did not begin. So the Ravens are going to be putting it in from the near side on the 28-foot mark. And Coach Moody is going to talk to his team before they do that. So we're going to take a timeout with Benedictine. Joseph Abrink coming to 12:26 to go in the second half here in Fayette, Missouri, where it's now Central Methodist 41, Benedictine 31.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust, the kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust, community minded, that's my bank.
down to 12:26 to go in the ball game. Benedictine trailing Central Methodist 41-31. Ravens held a 1-point lead at halftime. That didn't last long into the second half, where they've now been outscored, 14-3. For Benedictine, the only second half points off the hand of Jaden Timmy as he hits a 3-point shot. For CMU, Everett Stubblefield has knocked in a couple of threes. May with 2-4 for Reeves and 2 more for Morris. So BC taking the timeout and putting it in play from the near side. It's going to be Sam Ungashek. Sam gets it out to Ahmad. And as Ahmad Lewis has a skip pass looking for Timmy outside the left block, the ball gets kicked. Shot clock again reset to 20. And we're at 12:20 to go in the game. And again, to Benedictine pass, kicked out of bounds. This time off the toe of Everett Stubblefield. Reeves are going to bring it back. Again, from the same spot here on the near side. 41-31, CMU in front. Top side it goes for Benedictine. Driving in, Ahmad goes up, got fouled. And Ahmad Lewis coming to the free throw line. Maybe that'll be a good place for him to kind of break the ice and pick up his first points here in the game. Ahmad Lewis has always done a great job scoring for Benedictine, but tonight it's been a little bit tough for him. Couple of free throws here, and the first one does not go in. One more shot coming up for the Ravens and Ahmad Lewis. BC is going to put a player all the way to the backcourt, so will Central Methodist. Now Lewis turning around, and I don't know what we're waiting on here. Lewis hands on his hips. Now official over at the scorer's table. They've spent a lot of time at the scorer's table tonight. And an official leaning on the table, talking to the, I'm guessing the official book. Now you've got Coach Sherman walking up there. I haven't seen Coach Moody come up yet. He's due. He's standing in a coaching box, giving it a good, solid look, but he has not yet walked up there. And looking at the scoreboard, I'm not seeing any changes. So here we go. Ahmad Lewis. Looking for the second free throw. Looking for still his first point tonight and doesn't get it. Rebound, CMU. James Jordan sweeps down the board. Eagles back up the court, leading it by 10. And we go inside. 12 minutes to play in the game. Central Methodist over to the left side. It's going to be Jordan with it. Dumps it into the corner to Stubblefield. Back it'll come to Jordan. Little seesaw dribble off on top now to Reeves. He will go into the lane. Shot is up. It's in plus one. That was a spectacular shot. Reeves never saw it go in as he was on the floor. We're going to have a foul on Jaden Timmy. For Jaden, it'll be foul number 3. And for Benedictine, 3 fouls on the only guy who has scored in the second half. Coming to the line here, it's going to be Reeves. Opportunity at a conventional 3. Looking for his 19th point now. Gets it. 44-31. Central Methodist. And they have started the second half on a 17-3 run. And Benedictine back up court. Ravens are, they're going to make a switch or two. You got, let's just set the 5. You got Sam Ungashek coming up the court. Here's a 3 being shot that won't go in by Preston Reynolds. We've also got Jake Thompson out there, Ahmad Lewis out there, and Joel Adise. So there are your Raven 5 with 11:25 to play. Working around the top side with it for CMU is going to be Jaden McGrew. McGrew's coming off the bench. He has no points yet tonight. The junior from Texas went to Dodge City Community College. And now we're going to have another foul on Ahmad Lewis. So So Ahmad will pick up his third foul. So for Benedictine, Lewis has three and Timmy has three. And the Ravens are going to make another lineup adjustment. Belt will come out of the game. And Preston is out there. Here's a feed over to the right side. Topside Eagles. Goes three. No. Rebound. Pulled down by Ahmad Lewis. Ravens run with 10:55 to play in the game. Topside is going to be Preston. He will go into the lane. Dumps it over to the right. Jake Thompson works baseline. Follow-away shot. Up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Bronkowski. Here comes CMU with 10:40 to go in the game. The runner off the window. Yes! So the bucket is up and good. And Central Methodist stretches its lead now to 47-31. Benedictine now down 13 with 10:20 to go in the first, or in the second half. Turnaround shot, Ahmad rolls around the rim and it still won't go in. And now the ball's got to be knocked away, and what great perseverance by Preston Reynolds. He just hounded that basketball until CMU loses it out of bounds. BC will be putting it in play. That bucket was good for a moment ago for Central Methodist by Jaden McGrew. Benedictine putting it in play, and Tyson Campy comes in. He'll take the inbound at the top of the key. Dumps it over to the right. Belt goes three. No, but got fouled. Belt did a pretty good job, too, of kind of reeling backward, and whether he got hit or not. And, by the way, Jaden McGrew, who's going to be called for that foul, is saying, I didn't touch him. He's still out there protesting. And all the while, Benedictine coming to the free throw line, Braden Belt. He's over one at the line tonight. That one bounces around and goes in. And Benedictine has its fourth point of the second half with 10:11 to go. One more shot coming up for Braden, and yep. Excuse me, two more shots. Now one more shot. It is a three-shot foul. Braden will look it over and gets that one also. Rattles around, goes in. It is 46-34, and we're just at 10 minutes to play now. Next break in action, Joseph will bring a timeout for us. The drive to the top of the key, back over to the left side, Bronkowski. Big guy drives in, power move, lays it up and in. Bronkowski's first bucket of the game. 48-34. 9:40 to go. Benedictine back up the floor. He's going to be Ahmad. For the Ravens, it's going to be an epic comeback to win this game here tonight, trailing by 14, less than 10 to go. Three-point shot, Lewis, no good. Rebounding it down, Tyson Cassie. Good offensive board. Here's a Jake Thompson three. There it is! Jake Thompson! Picking up his first points of the game. 48-37. And if you're CMU, you got to be concerned. And if the Ravens heat up, they can put a lot of points on the board and do it in a hurry. 9:10 to go. Down to the baseline. The ball stolen by Ahmad. Benedictine coming up the court. Lewis, first to the left, then to the right. Dumps it off down to the baseline. Preston, reverse slam. Two more. Preston Reynolds with the bucket. It's 48-39, and Benedictine is back to within 10 at 8:50 to go. Going to see Central Methodist maybe slow it up a little bit. They bring Bronkowski up. The big guy will play it up at a high post. Dumps it over to James Jordan. Tries the left side, backs away, throwing up a three. Now he's going to flop, and he's going to draw the three-shot foul. And without looking left or right, Ahmad Lewis walks over to the end of the Benedictine bench as he's picked up his fourth foul, and we're going to get our media break. Taking a time on the court with 8:38 to go in the game. Central Methodist 48, Benedictine 39.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
got 8 minutes and 38 seconds to play in this men's college basketball game. Central Methodist, who's exploded to come from behind at halftime, having taken as many as 14-point lead, still out in front by 9. Timeout, and let's see who these two teams are going to be bringing back out on the court. For Benedictine, just a matter of time before the shots begin to fall, but in the interim, Central Methodist has taken advantage and expanded its lead. The Ravens are at 38% from the floor and 5 of 21 from outside, only 4 of 10 at the free throw line. Central Methodist is only 7 of 12, hitting 58% at the free throw line. At the stripe, James Jordan. His free throw, it's good. And James will have his first point of the second half and his 9th point this evening. He's now 3 of 5 at the line. This one rolls out, no good. One more shot. By the way, this is the, to the best of my recollection, the 3rd 3-shot foul that we've seen tonight between these two teams. So here comes James Jordan looking for his 10th point of the game with his 3rd free throw in this appearance. And that one rolls in. That makes it 50-39. And again, the Ravens trailing it by 11. And we're down to 8:38 to go. BC is bringing it up against a little bit of pressure. Central Methodist working the ball against the Ravens all the way up the court. Here's going to be Ungershick over to the left side. Out on top, it'll go to Timmy. He'll go straight to the 3. Oh, wow, what a shot, Jaden Timmy for 3. That was spectacular. He just stands up, pulls up, and throws it in. And it's 50-42. Ravens battling back with 8:10 left. For Benedictine, plenty of time. Not too much time, but plenty of time to come back in this game. And you can see Central Methodist, the players on the bench, the players on the floor, the coaches, they're all a little tentative, thinking, you know, we're worried that this team can come back on us, and they're playing a little bit like that. Now they're having trouble getting it in play, and finally, too, to Jaden McGrew. Eagles with the ball, Trent Lyles. Here's a really long 3. It's going to fail, and the very long rebound is going to be hauled down by Braden Belt. Benedictine coming back up on offense. Just inside, 8 minutes to play. Ungershick goes to the free throw line. Kicks it over to Preston. He's off the block. Back to Sam. He'll drive right, dumps it over to the edge. Cutting in the middle is going to be Thompson. He will spin, and he will travel, and he will turn it over for the Raven offense. 7:41 to go. Back out of the game for Central Methodist is going to go McGrew, and returning to the floor, the ever-dangerous conference player of the week, Everett Stubblefield. 50-42, Central Methodist in front with 7.5 minutes now to play in the game. Stubblefield bumps it over to the left side, dishes it over there to Jaquan Morris. Morris comes back up on top, Trent Lyles. Stubblefield, that is a crazy long 3, and it will not go in. Rebounded off the miss by Benedictine, and coming down with it is Jaden Timmy, BC, back on offense. Here's a feed across to the baseline, the 3 for Belt. No. Rebound, tipped around, saved by Preston. Took it away from 2 defenders. Here's a 3 for Thompson. No. Rebound tipped down, and this time it's going to be pulled away, CMU. They'll fly up the court. Morris will run. He'll shoot. He'll get it in one. That was a great play by Morris. He was going at full speed down the floor. The only way you get a running layup, and I mean when you're really sprinting to go in, is to get it really, really high off the backboard, which is what he did. Put the shot up way above the box. It goes up very high, comes back down, falls through, and he draws the foul, coming to the line for a chance at 3. The shot. Up and in. 1-1. So Joaquin Morris, they're going to give him the 1-1 on that. It is now 51-42. The first one's good. Second one, good. So there we go, 52-42. Ravens again back down by 10. Clock becoming an issue now at 6:50 to play. BC up the floor. Working around to the left side, it's going to be Ungashick. Feeds it over to the left side of the free throw line. Preston has it. Back out on top, it'll come to Timmy. Timmy gets it over to Thompson. Left side, it goes to Preston. He's bumped a couple of times and throws the ball into the middle right, into the hands of a Central Methodist player, James Jordan. Jordan goes coast to coast. It's knocked away by Belt. No foul called. Break for the Ravens. Look away, pass right side. Preston in and up. Gets it in one. Preston Reynolds on the Raven transition. Gets the bucket. The foul is going to be assessed to Isaiah May. I have him for four. That entire sequence was well done by Benedictine because it looked like they might have been called for a foul on the other end that did not get whistled. And then Preston doing a really good job of getting it down the floor. Hits the shot now. Hits the free throw. So Preston Reynolds gets Benedictine back to within seven at 52-45. And we are at 6:20 to play. Here comes Stubblefield. We get a little motion offense now from CMU. Morris, they'll kick it over to the right side, cutting into the lane, and a Raven reaches in, and that's going to be, I think, a foul on Adise. First foul of the ball game for Joel Adise. It comes here with 6:12 to play. Benedictine team foul 8. So again, we're at the line for the 1-1. Isaiah May shoots and it misses. Rebound Ravens. So CMU unable to capitalize on the free throw opportunities. And Benedictine back up court, back within 7. Cutting into the lane. Little bunny hop. Shot up underneath. It's good by Ungashick. Sam's at 11. That's his first points of the second half. 52-47. The Ravens within 5. 5:55 to go. Little magic in that number. Backing in on the left side. Bumping Preston. Now Reynolds reaches in and slaps the ball away. Ungashick coming up the floor, and he gets fouled at midcourt. Central Methodist beginning to unravel a little bit. This foul is going to be on Everett Stubblefield. Everett will pick up his second foul of the game to go with his 9 points already tonight. 5:42 to play. 52-47, Eagles in front. Benedictine is going to bring Ahmad Lewis back in. He'll take out Jake Thompson. For Central Methodist, into the game is going to be Marcus Anthony taking out Isaiah May. What a comeback by BC, who's found themselves trailing by as many as 16 here in the second half to get themselves right now back to within 5. And with the ball, baseline left, jump shot, no. Rebound, Stubblefield. He's up the court, 1-on-3. Now we'll go over to the left side of the trailer, whose three-point shot fails, rebounding it down, Benedictine and Preston. Reynolds coming up with the basketball. Here comes Ahmad. Ravens begging for Ahmad to get hot. Here's Preston out on top to Sam. Goes to Ahmad Lewis. Into the lane. Has it knocked away. Picks it back up. Gets to Adise. Back going to go to Ahmad Lewis. Again to Joel Adise. In the lane. Twisting. Turning. Forced up the shot that fails. Rebounding it back down. CMU. 5 minutes to go. That was a great opportunity where the Ravens could have taken it to a single possession game. They could not capitalize, and Central Methodist back up the floor with it. Morris will take it to the top of the key, plays off the screen, dumps it back over to the right side, getting it there to James Jordan. Jordan into the lane, has the ball knocked out of his hands, and we're going to have a BC foul. I think they're calling Sam. They are. Ungashick, foul number 1. Benedictine, team foul 9. And this could be, this is a big deal. Ravens are giving free throws to CMU. The Eagles have committed only 5 second half fouls, so they've still got one more to give. Front half of the 1-1, it's up and good. James Jordan continues to have a good evening. That is his 11th point. Benedictine is going to make a couple of switches out of the court. We're going to get Jake Thompson back out there. So Thompson, Adise, left side of the lane. Lewis and Timmy, right side of the lane with Ungashick at the top side. Jordan, second free throw. On his way, rolls. He gets them both. And we'll push CMU back to a 54-47 lead and up 7 at 4:38 to go. BC will look into the middle, playing against the player defense. Ungashick accelerates, goes down the left side of the lane, twists, turns. Pass comes back out on top. Thompson back to Ungashick, underneath to Ahmad. His pass good to throw away. Up the court, driving, the dunk. So the breakaway on the other end coming off a Benedictine turnover, and Morris will have his 10th point. It is 56-47. That is what happens when you make an error in the middle. Here's a D-State twisting and turning. The defense is just giving Joe a fits in the middle, and he has had shot after shot batted away and rejected. There was another one. Back up with it will come Central Methodist. 3:47 to go. Benedictine having a hard time establishing a 5 tonight with 3.5 to play. Central Methodist controlling the ball. We're going to be very patient now, enjoying what is an 11-point lead. 47-56, baseline shot. Baseline shot, no. Offensive follow-up, no. Rebound, Jay Thompson. Jay gets shoved in the back coming up the court as Joaquin Morris just kind of ran over him. For Joaquin, it'll be foul number one. Benedictine will bring a D-State out of the game. Also coming out is going to be Ahmad Lewis. Going to get Braden Belt in. He'll be doing the inbound work. So you got Belt, Thompson, Ungashik, and Reynolds with Timmy. And here's a driving shot for the Ravens. It's up and off the window, but no good. Rebound, Central Methodist. So the Benedictine furious comeback that occurred, you know, in roughly the second third of the second half has kind of fizzled out, and Eagles have been able to push back to the 9-point lead, and we're down to 3 minutes to go. Up 9 for the Eagles and possession of the ball. Out on top is going to be James Jordan. Into the lane. One hand shot. Yep. James Jordan makes it 58-47. We're going to get a timeout. You bet. Taking a break with the Eagles. Waning moments of the game. 2:49 to play. Central Methodist 58, Benedictine 47.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
No matter if it's winter, spring, summer, or fall, your investment and retirement goals need to be reviewed at least once a year. Hamada Wealth Management has been helping investors plan for over 25 years. If you need to make your IRA contribution or just want to talk, give Ken a call at 913-379-8690. That's 913-379-8690. Or search online at Hamada Wealth, Atchison, Kansas. Securities offered through Avantax Investment Services, member FINRA, SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Avantax Advisory Services.
Coming out of the timeout, Benedictine has what you're going to call a pretty offensive-minded group out of the court. All right, here come the Ravens. You got Jaden Timmy, Preston Reynolds, Sam Ungashik, and Braden Belt. Five guys who can throw down threes, and the Ravens may need some of those. Now Sam will go to the left side of the lane, kick it back out. Jake couldn't handle it, able to save it, though. Kicks it out on top to Timmy, whose three doesn't go in. Reynolds goes up, gets the rebound, gets fouled. The whistle is going to be blown against Marcus Anthony. Marcus picking up foul number one tonight to go with his 2 points this evening for Central Methodist and Benedictine, as that is team foul seven. Finally going to be coming to the free throw line with only 2:29 to go in the ball game. Preston Reynolds, 1 of 1 at the line tonight, and he's there for the 1+1. The shot, yes. Preston Reynolds, 6'5" freshman guard from Shawnee Mission East High School. Looking for his 9th point, and there it is. So a couple of points there for the Ravens that bring them back to within 10. And the Ravens are going to take a timeout. Yeah, after those shots, BC is going to take a break. Joseph, we've earned one. Let's do it. We're 2:29 to go in the game. It is Eagles 58, Ravens 49.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
good to have you along with us here on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison with 2:29 to go in the men's game. Benedictine finds themselves trailing by 9 and trying to battle back again. They've been battling back essentially the entire second half. Now the Ravens are going to press the basketball a little bit, and it leaves a wide open shot underneath, and it's going to be up and good for Morris. 60-49, and again the Ravens down 11, and the clock an issue at 2:10 to play. Ungashik up on top, kicks it over to Braden Belt. Belt goes to Timmy. Timmy guarded closely, drives into the middle, and the foul is going to be called on James Jordan. Jordan throws his arms in the air. You think it'd been his sixth foul of the night. It's only his second. And for Benedictine, the all-important opportunity to score with no time elapsing. And at the line, Jaden Timmy. Jaden tonight, a really good free throw shooter, is only one of four, but he's got a dozen points this evening. That free throw is not going to go in either. Ravens having a really hard time at the free throw line. Before that shot, they were 7-13. Now they're at 7-14 half. Timmy looks it over, and there it is. He will get the second and make it a 10-point game. 60-50, but only a minute 50 to play. Eagles back up, and right now Coach Sherman has got his best ball handling team out there, I suspect. He's got Morris with it. He'll put up a fadeaway shot that I can't imagine Coach is real happy with, and the Ravens are going to come down with a rebound off the miss. Here comes Preston. Reynolds has it at the top. Ravens around to the right side, cutting in. It'll come back out on top. Timmy goes three, won't get it, and rebound. CMU. They'll outlet it up the court. Reeves will get in the forecourt. Ravens are going to surround and commit a foul on James Jordan. They'll get James Jordan, probably as good a guy as any, out of the court right now at the free throw line. 79%. Tonight he is, what is James at the free throw line tonight? 6 of 9? Has 14 points. The free throw, no good. Jordan cannot connect on the front half. He's got one more coming up. Speaking of one, that's what we have on the scoreboard clock. 1:11 to play in the game. And the Ravens down 10. Going to get Jake Thompson back in. This free throw is good. And it is. Kind of rolls around a little bit. Falls through. 61-50. Back up court with it. Benedictine. On the left side is going to be Ungashik. Sam will drive around to the right, spin into the lane. Nice finger roll shot, wide left. Rebound, and Sam will put it on a little bear hug, commit a foul. And that will take us to the other end of the court, where Central Methodist will be back at the line, and it'll be Marcus Anthony. Now, Marcus tonight is over 1 at the free throw line. He's going to have a couple of shots here as Benedictine is beyond the 10-foul limit. Anthony is a 72.2% free throw shooter this season, and the first one is good. 3 points tonight for Anthony. Spot on his average at 3.1. With exactly 1 minute to go, both free throws are good, and the Ravens are down 13. For Benedictine, how do you come back from down 13 in a minute? Well, that's not the way you turn it over. Up it'll come, right side, driving down, and the dunk misses, but then it comes off the rim and up it falls down. So he's going to get the 2 points, but Reeves does not get the effect he was looking for. It's a 15-point lead. Underneath is going to be Jaden Timmy for two. Timmy hits the driving layup. CMU back in with the ball at 36 seconds to go. And the Ravens are going to foul. They are. And that will be the end of the night for Ahmad Lewis. He's going to foul out here this evening with only 35 seconds to go. And most surprisingly, without having scored tonight. Ahmad Lewis, a great shooter, can score it up. 0 for 5 shooting, 0 for 2 at the free throw line. 3 rebounds, 2 assists will be his line tonight. And at the free throw line, Everett Stubblefield, a good shooter, excellent shooter, 83% free throw shooter, misses the first. Big deep knee bend, looks over the second one, and that one is right there. 66-52, it's going to be a big win here at home tonight for CMU. BC comes up the court. Stubblefield has been taken out of the game. They'll bring in a defender. Here's a three, Jake Thompson. Nope. Rebound, BC. Timmy lays it up and in. Jaden Timmy. Ravens pressing on the inbound. Central Methodist still in the backcourt, running up the floor, and they're not going to call that foul, but they finally will call the next one across midcourt. And with 19 seconds left, the foul will be assessed to Braden Pelt. And that's 5 on him. So Belt will foul out with 19 seconds to go. And for Braden tonight, what do we have? 6? Yep. Free throw? No for Jordan. And he continues to have a rough night at the free throw line. A lot of people, most people have had a rough night at the free throw line tonight. Jordan is 7 of 12. And by the way, 12 is a lot of free throws. He's still got another one coming up, so he'll have at least 13 free throws tonight. This one, good. 67-54. Let me fix that. And the Ravens are going to turn it over, and that's going to do it. Final score tonight here in Fayette. Central Methodist 67, Benedictine 54. We'll be back and summarize it for you after this.
It's time for the Amberwell Postgame Show on CARE Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned. Our postgame coverage begins right after this. Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650. Hundley Liquor is your hometown liquor store with everything you can imagine. Whether you're in the mood to finish a great day by kicking back and drinking a domestic or imported beer, or maybe even a fine wine to pair with your dinner tonight, whatever your need, look no further. Hundley Liquor at 119 South 9th Street has got it. Beer, wine, spirits. Hundley Liquor, hometown friendly, hometown helpful in Atchison.
You know, we're sitting here adding up the score sheets and trying to get them all to balance. It'd be pretty close. And you'd think for as low scoring as this game was, the math would have been a little bit easier. But for some reason, it was not, because part of the low scoring part was all the missed shots. And once you take them into account and do the numbers, it took a minute, but here we go. Ravens are going to look back at this game, okay, and say, what happened? And I don't know if Coach Moody's going to be able to get up here to talk with us, because, again, the Raven team locker room, I mentioned there's a curtain and another basketball court on the other side. Well, their locker rooms are beyond the other basketball court and down a hallway and about halfway to New Franklin. So we will hope to get a chance to visit with him. We'll see how that shakes out. In the meantime, the Ravens are going to be asking themselves, what happened? And part of what happened was you didn't shoot the ball particularly well. You got your opponent kind of where you wanted him. I mean, this is pretty close, I think, from having talked to Coach Moody over the years and kind of understanding a little bit, I think, of where they like to be defensively. You know, giving up 67 points, probably not too far away from, you know, the goal coming into the game. Getting 54 is where the Ravens a problem arose. Let's recap the Central Methodist scoring first, shall we? First of all, well, Quinlan Reeves, he had a big night. 19 points this evening. James Jordan, 16. A dozen for Jaquan Boris. And Everett's double field with 10. As CMU put four guys in double-figure scoring. After that, the scoring number drops dramatically. Marcus Anthony had four, and half of those were on free throws. Then two apiece were Jaden McGrew and Isaiah May and Charlie Bronkowski. For Benedictine, and the Ravens in halftime had, 28 and led by one at halftime. But they were stuck on 28 for a very long time and then hit three and were stuck on 31 for an even longer time. And before Benedictine got its second score, Central Methodist had taken a 16-point second-half lead. So that was kind of how things got away early in the second half. And the Ravens found themselves fighting back, cut it to single digits, but unable to really get this thing over the hump. For Benedictine tonight, still a fantastic evening for the senior from Creighton Prep, Jaden Timmy, 19 points tonight for BC. Sam Ungashik continues to impress, the freshman point guard with 11. Just shy of double figures, Preston Reynolds, 9 tonight. For BC then, you had Braden Belt with a half a dozen, and for Braden, good shooter tonight, not for him, as he was 1 of 10 shooting tonight, including 1 of 8 three-point shooting, and ultimately fouled out of the game. Joel Adise had 4 points this evening. Jake Thompson, 3 points on 1 of 3 from three-point range. Tyson Caffey, only 2 points tonight. Amazingly, Ahmad Lewis, and another guy who can score and he can shoot and usually does tonight, not that night, as Ahmad ends up with no points this evening on 0 of 5 shooting, and he did have 5 fouls. He fouled out in the last minute of the game as well. Also in the game, but not getting anything on the board, Anthony Hall and Hunter Schneider. So Benedictine as a team, 20 of 54 from the floor, hitting only 37% from the floor. They hit 22% from outside on 6 of 27 shooting at the free throw line, just half at 8 of 15. Central Methodist, the thing is, you held them to 67 points, did what you wanted to do, and yet CMU didn't shoot that well either. You got them where you wanted them to be. Central Methodist hit 38% of their shots at 21 of 55, only got off one more shot than Benedictine. But from the outside, they were 7 of 28, 25%. Probably the kind of number you can live with. The big deal, free throws. Ravens were outscored by 10 at the free throw line, and Central Methodist didn't shoot well. 18 of 28, only 64%. They outscored Benedictine by 10 at the free throw line as the Ravens hit 8. Could have outscored them by 20 at the free throw line had they hit, all of their shots, because they got 28 free throw opportunities this evening. Ravens 16 turnovers, not helping matters anything at all, and rebounds basically even at 39 and 37. 31 defensive rebounds for the Ravens, 30 for CMU. So you look up and down the numbers, pretty similar for the most part. Fouls at 21 and 17. Ravens actually did a nice job off the bench. Central Methodist, much like the girls team we saw in the first game, Central Methodist guys not really too deep on the bench. We see the starting five and then a couple of other guys, but not much more beyond that. Points in the paint, pretty much even. Benedictine 28, Central Methodist 26. So look at the numbers up and down, pretty close. The fouls were a problem, and the fact that the Ravens just were missing some shots from some guys who are normally really, really solid scorers for them. They just had one of those nights. Speaking of those nights, we've got a lot more of those nights coming up. Let's talk about the upcoming schedule here a little bit. First of all, tomorrow evening, Gus and I are going to be bringing you Sports Look here on KARE. It'll be coming up immediately after the KARE Radio Evening Report at 5 o'clock. So we're going to be on depending on how much news Brian has and how it all goes, you know, 5:15, 5:20, something like that tomorrow night. We'll be covering both Benedictine men's and women's basketball, all the high school games and the conferences and the standings and the tournaments that are going on that had gone on last week and that are currently going on this week. So sports look jam-packed with things. Join us for that tomorrow night. Friday night, I'll be with you from the JCN Girls Invitational Tournament. Here comes Coach. JCN Girls Invitational Tournament, as we are going to have games at 6 and 7:30. So look forward to bringing you those. And then Saturday afternoon, we'll be right back with this Benedictine team and the Ravens back at home up in the Nolan. So that'll probably be kind of a nice feeling to have them there. Getting some stuff adjusted, and by the time Coach gets up here, he's going to have to be winded, because there's nobody who can come up all of those stairs and not be a little bit winded by the time you get to the top of this thing. Is it on there? Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Woo!
Yeah.
Coach Moody, welcome to the top up here, the top of the world. But for your guys tonight, you know, I was telling the listeners, I think that a lot of things that you wanted to see happen, happened. You held your opponent to 67, and I think that's kind of where you like them to be. And just the shots didn't fall for some of your guys who are normally so dependable.
Yeah, I mean, I think we're tired. And I was worried about that, to be honest with you, before the game. I mean, there's really no excuses, but this is that time of year when you've got, you just got done with 4-8. I watched the game. I watched two games on TV last night while I was watching film, and the Iowa State K-State game was about as sloppy as you could imagine. And it just kind of reminded me of what this time of year is like. It's ugly. And you know, this kind of these next couple weeks before the guys can kind of see the light at the end of the tunnel and the conference tournament and things like that, like, just sloppy basketball. Both teams were pretty sloppy. We were the worst of the two. 16 turnovers and just poor shooting. And, you know, I'll give our guys a lot of credit. I mean, we battled defensively. The game plan was they executed the game plan great. I'm proud of them for that. Can't get mad at them for missing shots. You know, some nights, I've said this before, you're the hammer, and some nights you're the nail. I don't know if we were the nail, but we didn't fight back. Our offense was just so off. Missed close shots, you know, turnovers. It felt ugly. It looked ugly, I'm sure. I'm sure it was ugly to call. But that's what kind of happens, you know, on this time of year on the road. And we've got this problem, too. We've got a trend where we can't get to the foul line like the other guy can. And that's not the officials. I'm not putting it on them. I mean, we've got to be way tougher. We've got to be better drivers. We've got to create contact. We've got to be better post-up guys. Our posts are just kind of throwing it up there and not really attempting to get fouled. So we just got to be better. I thought this is kind of that time. And we've got a team that, you know, looked a little tired, looked a little gassed. And, you know, there's no formula for that. I just told them, like, you just got to be tough. You got to be tougher than the other guy.
First half started off kind of like the second half, but in the first half you were able to battle back. I was so proud of him because, you know, you find yourself down, you know, 7, 8, 9 points, whatever it was, and then got back, took a lead at halftime, and then that early surge that they had in the second half, you were pushing that rock up the hill then.
Yeah, I mean, and then we tried to play a little faster, you know, just get a little free, because it was just kind of like we were just kind of stuck in mud and grinding through possessions, and I don't think that was in our favor, but that we got down 10 or 12 there. But, Tom, I mean, it's all missed shots, you know, I mean, like, it's not like we didn't get looks. I don't think we turned it over crazy, but, you know, I guess 8 turnovers in each half, and that's been our Achilles heel. But it just, offense tonight was not good enough, and it put so much pressure on our D that you can't win on the road. You know, we talk about a few things, rebounding, free throws, and turnovers. We didn't make free throws, and we turned it over too much. And when you do those things on the road, you don't win.
So let's be done with on the road. Let's go up to the Nolan Saturday afternoon. You got an opponent coming in you had an epic game with earlier this season, and they are always so good, and they're so well coached, and they're fun to play. But Mid-America's coming up to the Nolan Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we got a brutal stretch. I mean, this is a good CMU's playing their tail off right now. Then we got Mid-America at home. Then we go to Evangel. So no rest for the weary. We're excited for the challenge, of course, but I think that Mid-America, you know, there'll be a great crowd there. It's our alumni day. You know, I think there'll be a lot of basketball alums from both the girls and the men's and the women's program. And I think that we got we'll be ready. I mean, you know, we can grind through this and find a way to not have, even if you do have tired legs, play through it. Mid-America's first five are darn good and very talented. And so we'll have to be ready. We'll try to wear them down a little bit, but let's hope that we can cure some turnover problems and, you know, just kind of hopefully make some shots at home on Saturday. We'd like to see everybody out there. It's a 2 and a 4 start. There's a courtside cafe that day as well. I think they're doing pulled pork again, and there should be plenty of alums in the room, and it should be a good day for basketball.
And Gus loves your term, and he can't wait to use it, I know, so I'm going to kind of beat him out. You're one game away from moving month.
Yeah. Yeah, well,
I mean, is that late
you could tell Gus, I decided since our season's a little short, like we end earlier now, you know, February 18th is our last regular season game. So because of the national tournament being bigger and anyways, so the season doesn't end at the end of February. Movie month started today.
Okay.
So we're not on a good trend, but I feel good about the last 7 games and movie month will hopefully be moving up in that direction.
Coach, we're looking forward to it. Appreciate you coming up here.
Thanks,
we will
Tom.
See you Saturday afternoon, man.
Thanks, Tom. Appreciate it.
Ryan Moody, hey, coach of the Benedictine guys. That's going to wrap it up from here. Final scores of the two. Central Methodist taking the first. Central Methodist taking the second. We'll be with you tomorrow, Friday, Saturday. Till then, for Joseph in the studio, Tom Couts here in Fayette, Missouri. So long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Postgame Show and Benedictine Raven Basketball. Heard on Care Radio 93.7 and online at mscsports.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Hamada Wealth Management. This has been an MSC Sports production.